Timeless 106.1 FM, KFFB. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. And we do have Ted Hall with us. Ted is the executive director of the Area Agency on Aging, the White River Area Agency on Aging. And Ted, this is a big thing when we talk about a lot of stuff going in D.C., a lot of stuff going on in the Arkansas legislature as well. Give us an update, both the state and federal level.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here as usual, and always glad to spend some time with you. But yes, there is a lot going on in the area of aging throughout really the country, and certainly on a nationwide basis, because we're not sure exactly how the president's programs and budgets and those things will affect us, but they could affect us a great deal. But Bob, you know, I've been around this a long time, as you have, and so a lot of times those first time we hear about those budget things kind of scares us and we get alarmed, so then it puts us on alert, you might say. And so we'll be making that trip to see our representatives and our senators, and we'll be asking them what's going on. And as I understand it, even as we speak, our senators and representatives are all holding steady with trying to figure out what's the best plan and what would help our seniors and not do anything that would hurt them. So I think that's really the tone that we have to take. And, you know, Bob, we're not in politics. We're just about seniors. And we do fight for what's good for seniors and those kind of things. So we'll just continue to do that. And the same way on the state level, Governor Hutchinson has asked that we look at health reform and try to find major savings that will allow us to continue to keep the Arkansas Works going. And so that's really important. And so we're part of that health reform, making sure that we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's and making sure everything we're doing is in a way that best serves seniors. And then there's a lot of other groups that are working to get some major cuts. But our main thing is that we're concerned about continuing to provide services for seniors. And also with that, which is a different category, but keeping our senior centers open where they can get the Meals on Wheels and they keep those centers open where we can have activities for our seniors. And of course, right now we're concerned because those Meals on Wheels program seems to be somewhat in jeopardy, although I just can't imagine them not continuing that program. But we'll do that. We'll monitor that. And then we have some programs even in the Area Agency on Aging, for example, our foster grandparent program, and that seems to be jeopardy too. So we're just keeping ourselves, as I would say in the school business, that we would say we monitor and we adjust. But we certainly are going to be sure that we're actively involved on the state level and also on the national level, because that's what we do. We try to represent our seniors, our clients that we serve every day. You know, we have 800 employees now, over 1,600 clients that we have. And so we're in people's homes every day doing the things that are helpful to them. That's cooking meals and giving baths and helping folks with their housework and those kind of things. So, you know, it's important work. The thing about it, Bob, we have 10,000 people turning 65 every day in this country. So there's lots of us that I say us, I'm right there with them. But anyway, we're actively making sure our folks are being represented. So that's really what's been going on throughout the last several weeks here in the state of Arkansas, and certainly on the national level, what that issue has been going on as far as how the health care is going to roll out, whether the states are going to get block grants or they're going to continue to do what we've been doing. So it's interesting times, and the main thing is that we keep our focus and that we make sure that we let our representatives, whether it be in our senators, our representatives, make sure they know how our people in Arkansas feel.
Well, that's one thing we always talk about. I mean, everybody feels like, you know, the seniors who are going to, Social Security is going to be cut and all. That's not going to happen, because you know what? You guys have got, you got their back, and that's something that we know. And we know that those systems are in place because they are worthy systems. And I think we see this, it seems like every so many years, when the budget comes, they cut everything and then they start bringing stuff back that they find sure. important. And sometimes those that don't ever squawk, they be left right on the table or on the floor, actually, if they're cut off. So right. That's kind of when you look at it. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, Bob, we have a national organization that they're in Washington. They live there. You know, they work there. And they also keep us informed about what's going on. Then they help us once we get to Washington.
Now, when you also look at different programs, you know, the foster care program has been a smash hit.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to you before we came on the air that, you know, we have 76 scattered throughout our 10-county area. Those are our grandparents that go into school and they take care of those little guys that need a special attention, whether it's reading or just walking them down the hall or just whatever needs to be done. Those are important. important jobs to schools. And, you know, as an old school man, we really appreciated those foster grandparents. And actually, they become a part of the family. You know, it depends. You know, when you're working for a group, if you don't mesh together and become a kind of a family, you know, there's something wrong. But, and so our foster grandparents are very important to the school district. And it's important to our agency that we have that program stay intact.
Well, we also need to say that if they've got a question, especially with grandparents, if you want to help and help some of these underprivileged kids, and sometimes it's not just underprivileged, it just needs a little help, like you said.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
So how do they go about getting
a hold
of you?
Well, they can contact us. They can call us at 870-612-3000. That's our office there in Baseville. And Sheila Goff, who is our director there, she would be loved to talk to folks about being a part of that program. In fact, Bob, we hopefully she can come on air here in a week or two after we get back from this national convention, and we'll also know what the status is of how we are as far as the budget-wise. But, yeah, volunteers are important to us. Lots of times we tell folks if they have questions about their loved one, whether we can help them or not, if they'll give us a call, we'll be glad to meet with them and try to give them some advice. One of the things that we do once we get a call, then a lot of times it's hard to tell you exactly what can be done without knowing the background of the person that we're talking about. And so we have what we call case managers. And the case managers will make an appointment. We'll either come to our offices or we'll go to that person's home and meet with the family and just find out really what's going on with this particular person that they have a concern about. And so it's kind of neat how it all works together. Case manager then refers it to our nurse, and then it goes down to out getting our aides into the homes and those kind of things. Again, we kind of do this. In fact, I had a conversation with a friend just today, and they were wondering about this and wondering about that. And so the first thing is to make that call. And once you make that call, you'll be with a case manager. And then once that case manager got you, then they'll lead you away. They'll help you through the process. And we take the normal kind of thing through Medicaid, but also veterans are welcome. We have veteran benefits, private pay, long-term insurance. We deal with all those things that are involved with senior care.
Well, they need to call the number. Let's give the number quick.
Well, you call the main office there. It'd be 870-612-3000 there, and that will get you to our main office there in Baseville. Then they'll direct you wherever you need to go from there.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Ted, taking time and talking with us here on KFFB's Open Mic.